falls from a height, if an animal falls from a significant height, so this is one of the trefas that we are worried that it got shaken up. There was a concussion, risuke varim, and based on risuke varim, it's a safek trefa, safek not kosher, so we need to wait 24 hours. If it's still alive 24 hours later, then we know it's fine, even though it fell. And then we learned all sorts of details of that yesterday, that in a slaughterhouse, you don't have this law. Because the animal sees the knife, and he sees them knocking over other animals, so he resists. So, you know, as they're pushing it down, it's already not so far high up, so it's a lower fall, it doesn't have risuke varim. We saw that animals wrestling with each other do have risuke varim. We said that if an animal jumps, there's no risuke varim. So now we're going to deal with, now we talked about when there is the issue of risuke varim, you know, what are we checking for if you need a check? So maybe check just a part, maybe check all of it. So now, welcome back, Kim. So we are the second to wide line, the second wide line here on Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Till now we've been talking about animals that fell. Now we're going to talk about birds that fall. So we'll talk about a bird that hits the water, a bird that hits surfaces other than the water. I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda Sanim Shmuel, Of Shenech Bad Al Pnei Hamayim. If a bird was thrown against its will and smashed into water, so then you have the same issues of Risuke Varim. Maybe there was a concussion. But Kevin Shishat Malo Komaso, but if in the water it swam the size of its height, Dayo, then you know it wasn't so damaged. And then you know it's a living animal, and then it's fine, it can keep going. A living creature, it's not a trefa. Lo amar elami mata lamala. Now that's only true if it swims upstream. It swims from below up. It goes against this current of water, then you know there's strength. Avmil mala lamata. But if it goes from up to below, maybe it's not any strength in its swimming. It's just mayahu ishpalu. It's just the water dragging it down. And it's just going with the current. But maybe it's basically, you know, out because of its fall. The Maya Kaimi, but if the water is stationary, then Leslamba, even going down, is already significant. It's not the water bringing it. The water was stationary. So when it moves, it's already significant.
Most of those birds are non-kosher anyhow, Rabbi.
So in regards to birds, the Torah lists in Parshas Re'eh 24 non-kosher birds. So really, from the Torah's law, anything but those 24 is kosher. All the other things are kosher. But the Gemara gives some signs for kosher birds. Kosher birds are not dores, which means they don't eat with their hand. They don't take with their hand and then eat. Kosher birds have a zefek. They have this, what's it called? A gizzard, I think it's called. And then in the kurkavan, the stomach is in which can be peeled off in the kosher birds. So the poskim say that since we're not 100% sure about these signs, what's a dores, what's a non-dores, therefore we can only eat birds that we have a mesorah about. We can only eat birds that we have a tradition about. So that's why you're saying a lot of birds are not kosher, but really it's the opposite. Really almost all the birds are kosher. There's only 24 that aren't. The Torah lists those 24. We're just not sure what's those 24. And the sages said that some of the characteristics of the kosher birds are that they're non-dores. We're not sure what non-dores means. So practically, we don't eat many birds. But really, in theory, we should be eating lots of different types of birds.
And not carnivorous, right?
That's for sure. Carnivorous is a dores, which Gemara said so is.
If it hits the water, makes a difference if the water is stationary or...
No, if it hit the water and then floats. If the water is stationary and it floated, so that's significant. The water is not stationary. It hits the water and floats. If it floated downstream, it's not significant. If it floats upstream, that is significant. That shows that it's still alive, very much alive. Now let's say the E Shadat Sivi. And if you had in the water little pieces of wood, the kidney. Even if this bird that had come down and smashed into the water was floating downstream, if when flowing downstream, down a hill, it got ahead of the pieces of wood, then again, Hakadme, the fact that it went ahead is a proof that it has a lot of life, that it overcame the wood, went faster, having a lot of life, shows that it's not a treifa. That's right. All right, so now we're going to talk about all sorts of different things that a bird gets thrown on, whether or not we should be worried that it became, that it had a concussion and it became a treifa. Glima matziach. Let's say the bird was thrown onto a robe that was stretched out tightly. A bunch of pegs on the ground, you know, holding a robe out tightly to dry in the sun, and a bird gets smashed into it. Then chayshina. Then we are worried that maybe it became a treifa. Maybe it had a concussion through that smash. But if the robe is not stretched out, oh chayshina, then we're not worried. Then if you have oof umufaf. Let's say this garment that the bird was thrown into was folded into two. So even though it is stretched out, but it was folded over, then again, lo chayshinon, we're not worried because since it's soft, we're not worried that it may have gotten a concussion. What about islo makarva kitri? There is a net spread out, and the knots, the holes in the net, are very close to each other. In other words, it's very small holes, and the bird is smashed into them. So then chayshinon, and then we are worried that the bird may have gotten a concussion. However, ilo makarva kitri, but if the net, if the holes aren't close to each other, in other words, the knots are not close to each other, lo chayshinon, then we're not worried. Because we don't assume anything's going to happen. That's it. It fell on kitna d'avid betuni. It fell on flax that is tied in bundles. Chayshinon. And we're worried that maybe that fall caused the concussion, and it's a treifa. The high geisa. But let's say it fell on the side of the bundle, this side or that side, not directly on the force. Oh, chayshinon. And we're not worried. Yisuraisa, if it fell on little packages of reeds. Hashina, we are worried. Reeds are hard. So we're worried if it fell on a box of twigs, maybe it became a treifa. Kitna, let's say it fell on flax. The dike v'nafitz, if the flax was already crushed and already combed out. Lo chayshina, no, we're not worried. That's already soft flax. Daik for low nafits, if it was crushed, but it hadn't yet been combed out. Chayshina, then we are worried that the bird falling into it may have gotten a concussion. Tavid bizri, and if the flax is in bundles, kevin ikabe kitri, since you do have these knots, Hashina, we're worried that the bird hitting the knots and the bundles may have gotten a concussion, become a traitor. Doctor, let's say the bird fell on flax that's on the floor. Hashina, we're worried because it's hard, not the flax itself. We're talking about the broken pieces of the flax on the floor. Akdaktika, if it fell on the sediments that fall off of the sediments, lo chayshin, we're not worried because that's already soft. If it fell on navra, if it fell on the navra is the threads that grow inside of a palm tree, like hearts of palm. So then chayshin, then we are worried. But if it fell on timchasa, but if the timchasa is after you cut up the date tree into pieces, there are these little threads, lo chayshinon, that we're not worried because that is soft. Kitma nihila, if it fell on top of ashes that had been sifted, chayshinon, because we're worried that those ashes may have become clumps with the water and therefore it's falling onto something hard. But lo nihila, but if it wasn't sifted, lo chayshina, then it's not clumpy, and then it's falling on something soft, and we're not worried that there was any concussion. Choladak, let's say a bird was thrown onto thin sand. Lo chayshinon, we're not worried, but chol agas, but to thick sand, chayshinon, we are worried that it may have caused a concussion. Avak drachim, if it fell on the dust of a path. So since people walk on it, it became hard. So chayshinon, so we're worried that when it fell on that, it may have had a concussion and it became a trefa. Tivna. So Rashi says that's the hay of wheat and barley. V'avid bazga, and it's been made into a package. Chayshinon, then we are worried that when it fell on it, it may have gotten a concussion. But lo avid bazga, but if it's just like a big bin full of hay that is not a package, lo chayshinon, we're not worried that it would get a concussion through such a fall. Chiti v'choldeminayhu, wheat or anything like them. Rashi says things like them would be spelt, which is also hard. Hashinon, so if it fell into that, onto that, it was thrown onto that, we're worried it may have gotten a concussion. Sari v'choldeminayu, barley and all the things like them, also chayshinon, we're worried that if the bird was thrown into them, it may have gotten a concussion. Kol mitnei kitnios, but all the different types of legumes, let's say peas, or lentils, ein b'mishim risukei varim, we're not worried that maybe there's going to be a concussion by throwing into them, because as Rashi says, because they don't really get clumped together, they separate from each other. So when the bird gets thrown into them, it's not going to have this like major blow that might cause a concussion. Levar, the only exception is mirubya. The exception is rubya. Rubya, Rashi says, is tiltan, which is fenugreek. The exception to this is fenugreek, which apparently does stick together and therefore it can cause a concussion.
So as lentil is the same thing.
Lentils? No.
You know, when you have a ball of lentils, they stick together.
Yeah, but then it's all soft once it's cooked. We're talking about it's got to be something hard that it fell into. Chimtzi are peas. Ein bo mishum ritzuk evarim. There's no issue of reek of concussions, as Rashi says, because they are very smooth and they don't get all bonded together. And chiftzi are they say hummus,
yeah.
Chickpeas. All right, Rashi says sidrush.
Why they don't say if
Yesh, when we shum risuk evarim, there would be an issue of a concussion if a bird was thrown into it. So here's the rule. Kol de milsa, here's the rule. Kol nidi de misrik, any item that, slides off of each other, emu mishum risuk evarim, there's no issue of risuk evarim if something was thrown into it. However, a low misrik, if it doesn't slide off of each other, they sort of like bond together. Yesh, when we shum risuk evarim. Then you have an issue of risuk evarim.
Why they don't say if it hits a hard surface?
That's what it's saying, basically.
Yeah.
That is what it's saying. That's exactly what it's saying. That is the bottom line.
Yeah.
Now, they used to have, apparently, some type of a bird trap. Rashi says, divok, that's next thing, glutabalaz, is some type of a glue. Tachanoso bedaf katan. They put this glue on a small board. Ha'of shochin alav. The bird goes onto it. Umidbakbo gets stuck on it. Upareach. Then when he tries to fly off, imadaf. This board is on him. And no filaritz. And it brings him down to the ground. So dibuk Ravashi shari. Ravashi said that in that type, this type of a trap on the birds, that's not going to make it have a concussion. Amemar asar. Amemar said it's not allowed. Bechad gapa, if it was, it's a concussion. It has risuk evarim. It's a trefa.
He gets stuck from his feet on that board. So
yeah, but then when he flies, the board brings him down.
Okay, so.
So maybe the being brought down is a concussion.
The maybe here.
So let's see. So the Gemara still in a second. Bechad gapa, if the board was only on one wing. So then certainly he could fly with the other wing. So even though he came down, that's not going to be a coming down. That will cause a concussion.
Oh,
where's the argument? Betray Gapi. if both wings got stuck to this board and the board brought him down. Manda al-Sar, the one who prohibited, says, hey, chinekum, how can he, how could he get up, right? He was being brought down by both wings, so he's had Bisake Var. And the Shari, and the one who permits, will tell you, after the Nekama Ikvi Degapi, he could have held himself up with the head of his wings. In other words, with the top of the wings, he could have held himself up that when he came down, not to have to break his fall and not to have a full fall.
Rabbi, so far we've talked about concussion, but there are other damages that could happen when it falls down. It could break a leg, it could break a bone.
It might be included.
This is all trefas, right?
That could be. Some of them are. The Ikadami, others say betregapi, if the board was attached to both wings. Then there's no argument. Everybody agrees. We have to worry for a concussion. It's a trefa. The question is, if it was only on one wing, Mandashari, the one who permits Amalacha Efshin the Parach Machad Gapa, because it could have still flown with one wing, so therefore it wasn't a fall that necessarily is going to make a concussion. Mandasar, one prohibits, will tell you, Kivin the Baha'i Lomatzi Parach, since he couldn't fly with this one, Baha'i Nami Lomatzi Parach, he couldn't fly with the other one either. Vihilchasan Alachis Betray Gapi Asir, if this D book got connected to both. Both wings, it's not allowed. Chagapa shari, and if it was only attached to one wing, and the bird came down, it's still not a trefa, and it is permitted. Okay, so now we go to the Mishnah. The Mishnah spoke about other types of trefa. It listed 18 types of trefa. One of them was if the majority of the bones of the rib broke. Now, we're going to see that not all bones are equal. The only bones we are concerned with are the bones that have moach, the bones that have marrow inside of them. So these are the bigger bones. So Tanur Avanu looked in a brisa, Eluhain rov tzlos. This is the definition of the majority of the bones that were they to break, it becomes a trefa. There are 13 bones on each side of the rib cage. So we're only concerned with the big ones. So it's sheish mikan v'sheish mikan. So if you have six on one side and six on the other, because there are 11 on each side that are big. So if you have six on one side and six on the other. I'm sorry, right? Elohein rov tzlos. This is the definition of the majority of her bones. Sheish mikan v'sheish mikan. Rashi says that there are 22 big bones that have a marrow, 11 on each side. So a majority would be 12. So if you have 6 on this side and 6 on this side, that would be, right, 12 is a majority of 22, because half of 22 would be 11, so 12 would be a majority. Oh, achas esrei mikan, you can even have 11 on one side, achas mikan and one on the other side, and you'd have a total of 12 marrow bones broken. And when 12 marrow bones are broken, it is a trefa. Amar Ziri said, Umechetzian klape shedra. When we talk about bones being broken, it's only the top of the bone, right? Because you think about the rib cage, there's a spinal cord, there's the bones that come out, then they come back, and they connect again on the bottom on the bone of the chazeh, the bone of the breast.
Basically securing it.
Yeah, securing it. So when we talk about bones being broken, it's the bones on the top closer to the spine, not the bottom of the bones closer to the etzem hechazeh.
The ones on the bottom, they don't have marrow, or?
Maybe they don't have marrow. I'm not so sure. Maybe they don't have marrow, or maybe they're not, if they're broken, that's not going, that part of the bone, even though it has marrow, that's not going to make it, you know, fatally wounded. So it can recover.
If it breaks a leg, wouldn't it be a trefa?
We're going to see. It depends where. The leg under the knee is not a trefa. Above the knee is. But here, we're talking about the lower part of the bones is not a problem. Right, the top part of the bones, we're saying, is where the problem is.
Yeah, but when you talk about the rib cage, you're talking about all the ribs or just one?
Well, that's what we're saying. We're saying that within those bones, some are better than others. Some have marrow. Some don't have marrow. Those that have marrow are the ones we're concerned about.
Majority.
Okay. So, we're talking from the half of them that's closer to the spine. We're talking about those big bones that have marrow. Amar Ula ben Zakkai. Amar. Ula said. Ben Zakkai said. Necru, if the bones were detached entirely from where they were from the spine, then even if only six bones detach, in other words, a majority of bones on one side, would already make it a trefa. Nishtabru, when we're talking about bones not being detached, but bones being broken, that's when we say Barov Shneit Stadim. You'd have a majority of two sides. The majority of the two sides together is 12. Rabbi Yochanan said, no. Einekru beinishtabru. Both uprooting bones and breaking bones. Barov Shneit Stadim. You have to have a majority of the two sides. You have to have 12, not 6. Amar Rav. Rav said, Nekratzela. Let's say a rib bone was detached. Vicholya ima, and the vertebrae on the spine, its vertebrae on the spine was detached with it. Trefa, that's already a trefa. Amila Rav Kahana Rav Asi l'Rav. Rav Kahana and Rav Asi said to Rav, Nekra tzela mikan, vitzela mikan, vicholya kayem esma. What would the law be if the rib bone on this side was uprooted, the rib bone on this side was dislodged, but the vertebrae of the spine is still there? He said, Gistra kamarta, you're talking about an animal that's cut into two. So then, of course, it's a trefa. So Gemara says, one second, but Rav nami gistra kamar. But Rav also was talking about an animal that's cut, right? Because he said only one bone was detached. And he said that bone was detached with its vertebrae. So if the bone and a vertebrae are taken out, then the other bone on the other side of that vertebrae is also going to fall. It doesn't have the thing holding it. So why does Rav say it's a trefa? That also is a nevela. So Gemara says, no, ki kama Rav. When Rav is saying that, when Rav said his law was tzela below cholya, it was that the bone was detached and the vertebrae was not detached. The vertebrae is still there, and the bone on the other side is still attached to the vertebrae. So one second, but Rav vitz tzela v'chulya kamar. But Rav said a bone and its vertebrae coming off is a trefa. So if the bone and the vertebrae came off, so then the bone on the other side of that vertebrae also came off. So that's not what he meant. What Rav meant was tzela v'chatzi chulya. A bone and half of the vertebrae. The vertebrae is like a hinge. It holds the two things. So bone and half of it, of the vertebrae, but the other half of the vertebrae is still there with the bone on the other side. Michlal, does this imply to Rav Kahana Rav Asi Tzela B'lochulya Ka'amri? When they were talking about, when Rav Kahana Rav Asi, the students asked Rav, Nekra Tzela Mikan V'Tzela Mikan V'Chulya Kayemes. So they're talking about a Tzela without the vertebrae. Understand? Varmalu gistra kamritu, and he said to them, from what you're saying, you know, it's already in a veil, it's already cut into two. Varmar Ula ben Zakkai, Omar, but we know that Ula said, ben Zakkai said, Nekru, if the rib bones were uprooted, Berov tzad echad, then all you need is six rib bones to be uprooted. And Nishtabru, if the rib bones broke, Barov Shneit Stadim, then you need a majority of both sides. So you see that when you talk about uprooting, you need to have a majority of a side. At least you have to have six. So certainly just uprooting one on this side and one on the other side is not going to yet make it nevela. Amlacha. So the Gemara says, when Mitzakai was talking, it was Hasam Zesh Lo Keneged Zeh. It wasn't bones that were parallel to each other. But Hacha, but here is Zeh Keneged Zeh. Here we're talking about bones that are parallel to each other. So if both the bones are uprooted, then Rav says, it's a nevela. Asks the Gemara of Amar Rabbi Yochanan, but didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that even with uprooting, it has to be Rov Shneitzdan? It has to be 12 bones. It can't be 6 bones. Rov Shneitzdan, when you talk about 12 bones, 12, right, a majority of the two sides together, so you have to lo kai machad minai uzek neged zeh. You have to have at least one set that's uprooted. So Gemara says, no. Hasam over there, buchna below asita. There it was where a bone was detached without the vertebrae at all. And therefore, there was a bone without a vertebrae. Hacha, but with Rav Kahana, Rav Asa, they were saying, buchna v'asita. It's where the bone and a little bit of the vertebrae was detached. And on the other side, also a bone and a little bit of the vertebrae. And the middle of the vertebrae is still there. And that's the question, what's the status? And then Rav says, that already is an avela. So Gemara says, if the case of Rav Kahana and Rav Asi was where a bone and some of the vertebrae was taken out, Yachi, if that's the case, Haina de Rav. That's the same thing as Rav. Rav already said that that is a trefa. So what are they asking? Well, what happens if it's two? If it's a bone and a vertebrae, and a bone and a vertebrae, Rav already said that that's a problem. Lo shmil hu de Rav. They didn't really hear the law of Rav, and that's what they were asking. So one second, the Gemara says, if they didn't really know the law of Rav, libo mineka de Rav. So let them ask Rav's case. Only one bone with a little bit of its vertebrae went off. Why are they asking about two parallel bones with a little bit of vertebrae? So my answer is, savri libo mine chada. Let's ask him one question, de parish lantarti. And then we're going to have a response to two issues. So we'll ask about two bones parallel to each other, dislodging with a little bit of vertebrae on each side. And if that's a problem, then we know that one bone dislodging with a little bit of vertebrae would also be a problem. If we're only going to ask about one bone, so if he tells us trefa, okay, kol shekein tarti. Certainly, if two bones would dislodge like this, it would be a trefa. But a yamar lan. But if he's going to tell us kshera, if he's going to tell us that one bone dislodging is kasher, akati tarti kumi bali. Then we're going to have a question about two. That's why they didn't want to ask him about one. So Gemara says, one second, yachi. If that's the issue, ashtanami de kabay mine tarti. What are they gaining by asking him about two bones? If he tells them it's kosher, so then kol shekein chada. Two bones dislodge with some vertebrae. If that's kosher, certainly if one bone dislodges with some vertebrae, it's kosher. However, v'yamar lan tarti trefa. What he was going to say to trefa, akati chatimi boilu. So then they'll still have a question about one. And so Gemara savvy, they thought in their heart that if they ask about two bones, then they're going to have a resolution to both questions. Because even if he says that the two bones dislodging is a trefa, it depends how he's going to say it.
But Rabbi, why is talking about majority? I thought in general, when a bone breaks in an animal's body, it puts that animal in pain, and that pain causes the trefa.
Apparently not enough. No. It has to be the most of the bones. So again, so why did they ask about two? Right? Why didn't they ask about a single bone dislodging? Because they figured like this. Sorry, like this. He might say that the two bones dislodging is still kosher. Well, if he says the two bones are kosher, then certainly one bone dislodging is kosher. So that could resolve that side. And if he says that the two bones dislodging is treif, depends how he says it. Imke mirtach karata. He might get angry. And he might say like this. Chada treifa tatimi baya. He might say, if One is a trefa. You're asking me about two. And already one is a trefa. So if he gets angry about the question, then they'll know that one is in fact a trefa, and two is certainly a trefa. If he says, okay, two is a trefa, that's a trefa, without anger. Then if there's no anger, then they have a resolution. They know two will be a trefa, one would not be a trefa. And if one is also a trefa, and they're not sure about one, Then when they ask about two, he's going to get angry at them. He's going to say to them, well, one's already a trefa. What are you asking about two for? So that way they'll get an answer regardless. And they'll get the answers to all the possibilities. They'll figure out both the answers to one and the answer to two. So Gemara says, V'ka'amrile. But you know, they asked him about the two bones dislodging. V'lo ratach. And he didn't get angry. So you see that even though he holds that one dislodging is no good, and they asked about two dislodging, he didn't get angry at them. So Gemara says, no, he did get angry. Came with the Karmelu, since he said to him, Gistra Kamritu, you're asking me about an animal cut into two. So that's Heine Ritche, that's already his anger. That's already anger. When he says, what type of a question is this? Of course this is no good. That's already anger. And therefore, they had a resolution to their questions. Let's say the bone, the rib bone, was uprooted entirely from where it's connected on the vertebrae. The gulgola shenechtesa, or if you have a skull that got crushed through a blow of beruba in its majority, or basar, or meat, hachofes rova keres, and it covers the majority of that lower stomach, beruba that gets torn in its majority, in all of these cases, trefa, it is a trefa. So now the first idea, nekratzelame ikara trefa, if one rib bone was uprooted from its source, from its vertebrae on the spine connecting it, it is a trefa. What about what we learned in regards to Tomas Meis, or meanwhile, challenge of a Mishnah and all those. Kamachisar and Beshedra. How much is missing? How much has to be missing from a spine of a dead body for it not to be considered a full organ, and therefore not creating Tomas? Oh, Beshame, or Beshame, say Shtecholios. Missing two vertebrae. Besil, Om Chuyachas. Besil, say even missing a single vertebrae. The same as in regards to trefa, but it works the opposite way. Whereas if in regards to Tumas Ohel, only two vertebrae means that it's missing and it's not anymore a full spine, then a trefa would only be if two vertebrae are missing. And if you hold in regards to Tumas Ohel, once one vertebrae is out, it's not going to create Tuma. And in trefa also, one vertebrae out would already make it a trefa. So now the Gemara asks this question. Below. So what do you see? So according, you see that it's not the dislodging of a single bone that makes it a trefa. It's a chulia. It has to be the dislodging of the vertebrae that would make it a trefa. So Christ says, no. And the answer, over here, tzela below chulia. We're talking about a bone without the vertebrae. Hasam there was chulia below tzela. It was a vertebrae without a bone. Okay, so Shmuel's saying both are a trefa. So I said, one second. Vishma tzela below chulia mishkachasla. I can understand that a bone is dislodged and you still have a vertebrae there. El chulia below tzela. What does it mean? You're dislodging a vertebrae without a bone. Eich mishkachasla. How does it even happen? Says, no. There are vertebrae that are past the bones. The vertebrae is b'shili kafli. The vertebrae that are past all the bones of the rib cage. And about those vertebrae is where Shmuel says that if one of those vertebrae are out, it's a trefa. The same way, according to Basil, if one of those vertebrae are out, it's not going to create Tomas. Oh, hell. Maskefla Rav Oshaya, Rav Oshaya, challenge this. Lusnaye, Gabi Kuli Beshame Bechume Basil. If you're going to say that this law applies to trefa, so then it comes out that Beshamai is the lenient, and Beis Hillel is the machmir. Because Beis Shammai say that when you have one vertebrae missing, it's still kosher. Beis Hillel say one vertebrae missing is not kosher, it's already a trefa. So we should be listed in Mesechus Adios with all those other rare cases where Beis Shammai is lenient and Beis Hillel is machmir. Amalei, Rav, so Rav answered, ki itchul, but when this question was first brought up, the issue of a vertebrae missing, it wasn't brought up in regards to trefa. It was brought up in regards to a person's dead body in a room and a vertebrae missing from it. That's where it was first brought up, and it was brought up in regards to Tumah. So since it was brought up in regards to Tumah, to have a little Beishama l'chumra. So there, in regards to Tumah, Beishama is machmir. They say that only when two vertebrae are missing is it not going to spread Tumah. But when one vertebrae is missing, it will spread Tumah. Whereas Beisilah say even when only one vertebrae is missing, it's not going to spread Tumah. So since, in regards to Tumah, that's where it's first brought up, that's why it is not listed as a leniency of Beishamai. Wow. Alright, a second point that the Braisa said was Gulgoles Shed Nechbesa. If the skull was crushed, Biruba, in its majority, it is a Trefa. Wait, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the question. We say the majority of the skull being crushed, what does that mean? Rov Gova? Is it the majority of its height? In other words, from the eyes and up, the height of the animal? Oh, Rov Hekefa. Or do we mean the majority of the circumference? The Teku, we don't know. And the third thing that Shmuel said was Basar Chofes Rov Akeres, the meat that surrounds the majority of the lower stomach. That berubo, if it's torn in its majority, it's a trefa. Boy, Rav Ashi asked, berov karua or berov natal? Are we talking about meat that was torn or that it was detached entirely? But being torn, it wouldn't be a trefa. Says the Gemara, tifshet le minitnan. Why don't you resolve from the Mishnah? We learned, keres hapnimish nikva, the inner stomach that had a hole, Osher Nikra, Rov Achitzon, or the majority of the outer stomach was torn. And Marav, and they said in Eretz Yisrael, Mishmed Reb Yosef Reb Chanina, name of Reb Yosef Reb Chanina, Kala Keres Kulo. So a Keres Apnimi, the entire Keres is called the inner Keres. Ezeo Keres Achitzon. What's the outer Keres? Osher, what's the question? I'm hopeful we can have two minyanim. That's my hope. You don't think so? Maybe we should all go there.
No, but we have Shai and Aaron at the
Shiva. We don't have so many here. We have only like 10 here. Okay, let's see.
12.
All right, let's just finish this one point. So, Kolav Keres Kulo Zohar Keres Hapnimi Zero Keres Achitzona. What is the outer Keres? So, Ubasar Achofes Rova Keres. That's the meat that's surrounding the majority of the Keres. So, what do you see? That if it's Nikra Rubo, if it's the majority torn, it's already considered a trefa, even though it wasn't dislodged. So Gemara said, no, me do time el l'shmuel. But we're talking about Shmuel. Shmuel's the one who's telling us about the simane trefa. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Nachmani Amar Shmuel. Whereas Rabbi Yaakov Bar Nachmani says the name of Shmuel, that what is keres chitzona, makum shein bo milas. That's the part of the stomach that doesn't have the woolly features. So therefore, it's not really, doesn't tell us about this question of tearing this meat, whether that would be a trefa or only uprooting it would make it into a trefa. Okay.
We have 12 here.
We have 12 here. We have 12 here.
Amen. Amen.